Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
Now, the world of espionage, student activism and the onward march of historical dialectical materialism may seem a long way from Rumpy Pumpy at a Cotswold Gymkhana, but it cannot be denied that among the more acute chroniclers of class in modern Britain is Gilly Cooper. Since the 1970s, she's been the one-stop novelist for all your upper-middle-class needs. Her stories of polo players bursting out of their britches, adulterers with silly first names and double-barrelled surnames, and illicit love blossoming among the second fiddles of the Rutminster Symphony Orchestra, selling by the million. She lives in the Cotswolds with her husband Leo, who has Parkinson's disease, and has two children, Felix and Emily, so we pulled on our green wellies, put the labs in the back of the Range Rover, set the sat-nav to GL6, and went to find some Inheritance Tracks.
The song that I inherited is Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. I had a lovely father who used to cry when he heard Beethoven. He played the violin and used to play Beethoven's violin concerto most beautifully. But he brought me to music because he played me the Pastoral Symphony by Beethoven. And that has the cuckoo in the middle. And it's the middle of, I think it's the third movement. We suddenly stop and this cuckoo, cuck. And as a child, you suddenly realise music relates to real life. And sadly, we don't have any cuckoos anymore in Gloucestershire. So it's a sort of piece that keeps the past alive. I loved it, and I loved my father, so then I became in love with Beethoven, and so I carried on loving music. My father was a brigadier in the army, very handsome, blue-eyed, Oliver Reed without sort of chutzpah. Gorgeous, and I was so proud of him. I used to see him marching down the road in his red army hat, and he actually managed to come back from Dunkirk. And my mother was terribly worried about, obviously she thought he was probably going to die and never come back. And I remember he telephoned her from saying he was back, and it was so sweet. We were staying with my aunt because we couldn't stay in the south anymore, so we went to the north. She weeded up all my aunt's best plants and sang One Day Over the Rainbow again and again and again and again and again. It was lovely. I remember being very shocked because I remember going through my parents' bedroom and my father was shaving and he was crying because his mother died. And it sounds an extraordinary pompous thing to say as a child, but that upset me terribly because I knew how much he loved his mother. But the crying and the Beethoven was just over-emotion and lovely because it was beautiful and it was just so beautiful that it just got him going as it gets me going today. Probably the easiest of Beethoven's. I mean, there was Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, which was bang, 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 bang. But the Pastoral, I think, is the best way to... I just remember sort of hearing the cuckoo outside in Yorkshire, and it was wonderful. It's a very easy way to get a child involved in music. It takes me back to Yorkshire in my childhood. It takes me back to huge happiness, having two parents that loved each other and a lovely brother who I adored, and just magic. The song that I pass on, and I never know quite what the title is, but it's something good, I suppose.
Perhaps I had a wicked childhood.
I've only realised I love it when it was just played recently on the proms. I've always loved the idea of it, and I think it's so touching because when something really nice happens to you in life, when you fall in love with the right man or something, or somebody loves you, or somebody gives you a nice thing, if you're brought up vaguely religious as I was, you think there's a great thing of crime and punishment. And so if you behave well, you might get rewards in heaven. But also when something lovely happens to you, you think, gosh, I must have done something good sometime to justify this wonderful thing happening to me.
Whether or not you should, so somewhere in my youth or childhood, must have done something.
I went to a children's party when I was about 8. And this nice little boy with black curly hair. And there was a girl called Louise Tate who was banging on about how much land her father had. Daddy this and daddy that. And Leo just picked up a strawberry jelly and threw it at her. And I thought, stylish, stylish. Even at the other age, I thought, stylish. You've got to slap and then kiss her. And then I met him again at parties. And he fell in love with my best friend and took her to South Pacific, I remember. And then he got unmarried. And I met him again when just he was breaking up from his first marriage. And I just thought, how lucky, you know, to find somebody who was divorced. Because in those days, it was terribly shocking to be divorced. But because we'd known each other since our childhood in Yorkshire, my parents knew the background was all right, so it was OK. One always reads one's flatmate's letters. And they said, I think we're going to have to look for another flatmate because Jilly's met a new man. Really nice for a change. But I think it's magic now to be married this long. I've always said marriage was like a cathedral. You know, sometimes the brickwork doesn't work and sometimes it's difficult to get that particular bit of the cathedral up. But that sounds awful. I don't even want to start again. What I mean is that, you know, I was shocked when we first got married because Leo said marriage was a job, and I thought that's awful to say that. I don't believe that. It does take a lot of work, but I'm just very, very proud.
For here you are, standing there, loving me. Whether or not you should.
Foul disease, Parkinson's. He was an absolute ox of a man. And at parties, the awful thing for him was parties. He used to be like Mephistopheles in Faust. You know that wonderful market scene in Faust when he whizzes around being charming to everybody? And Leo was exactly like that at parties. He never had to stop and talk to anybody for too long because he could move on. But now he can't do that anymore. But he's fine. We're all right.
Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. So somewhere in my youth.
It's horrible. And I'm so lucky because if he'd been killed in a train crash or a crash on the roads, I couldn't have loved him anymore. At least we've got time to show each other how much I know it sounds pompous that we've got time to show each other how much we love each other.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.